No, not Gene Love, Gene Summerfest. All right, so we had like this. So far what we had was we had a Machlokes Rishonim, whether you say Din in the Malchus or an all and everything, whether it's in the Malchus and the people, or it's in the people themselves. Din in the Nogei and Din in the Nominus, does Din in the Malchus apply or not? All right, so that's the Machlokes we had. So we had that the Rambam on the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch we learned in Siman Samet Ches, and we'll see again the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch learned that there's no Din in the Malchus except Batz Nageya between the Melech and the people. Batz Nageya between people themselves, then Din in the Malchus doesn't apply. And then we had that the Ran in Gittin brings a Raya, yeah, that it can't be such a thing because of the Gemara in Bav Basra by the case of the Aboim. The 40 days of Chazaka, the Chazal made it 40 days. I mean, the Din Malchus and the Melech made it 40 days. So then Chazaka being 40 years, and the Chazaka becomes 40 years rather than 3 years. Because Din Malchus, so that's clear that the Melech has nothing to gain by that. Or also, there's another case in Bav Basra, that's the first case, where the Melech says you can't be coined a karka unless you, there's a star gift. In which case, really, Reuben had bought the field from the Goy, and he gave the Goy kesef, so that the Goy now no longer owns the field. But Reuven was not going to the field yet because there hasn't been over, there hasn't been given over a star. Oh, come on in. We ran out of Chush and Mishpat Zil. You could either sit down next to me or next to anybody. Everybody knows who the Markowitz?
Hello,
Yehuda
Markowitz.
Huh?
He's Judge Truman's intern.
Yeah? Is your intern?
He was last year, but that was going on to bigger things.
Nah, they're not that big. Who's going to hear you? Judge Goldberg?
He's going to hear one of the big giant furnaces.
Making money.
Huh?
He's making money. He's a lawyer, scholar.
Okay, so...
He's just a few things.
So anyhow, so that's what we had. So we had that the Gemara Bav Basra had said that in case Reuven, right, Reuven bought the field from the Goy and he paid him the money, the Gemara says that the Goy is no longer the owner of the field, but neither is Reuven. So the field becomes Hefker. Because Reuven, in order to be coined in the field, he needs the star. And since the Goy hasn't given him the star, so the field is Hefker. Comes Yaakov and he takes the field, he cuts the field, so he owns. So now Yaakov owns the field. That's the Din Torah. But if the Din Malchus is that there's no such thing as selling karka unless he write a star, so therefore the Goy, until he wrote the star, it's still his karka, so it's not Hefker. So when Yaakov goes and cuts the field, that's Sheloke Din Malchus, then the field still belongs to Reuven, because Din Malchus. So we see clearly that the Gemara says that Din Malchus applies there, even though what does it have to do with the Melech? The Melech doesn't care whether it's Reuben or Yankov's field. So Medin Torah, you took away the field from Yankov and you gave it to Reuben. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So because of that, that's what the Ran wants to say, that you see that Din Malchus applies also on things that have not to do with the Melech. But the other Rishonim say that no, that also has to do with the Melech. Because we badly need a star, and that star has to be done through the cleric of the Melech, right? Reuben of the Malko. So therefore, that's also to the benefit of the Melech, so that should be the Din Malchus. If it wouldn't be for that, Din Malchus doesn't apply. So we had that's the Machlokes that we had so far. So anyway, Machlokes Rishonim, where Din Malchus applies by only those things which are Negea the Malchus, or does it apply also for things that are not Negea the Melech, that the Melech really doesn't affect his own personal benefit of the Melech. Now, for our purposes, we're going to replace the Melech with just government. Seems like most poskim, even though it could be not like that. Now we had Soros to say that maybe it's only by a king, because the king owns the land. That Rabbeinu Yoina says that the king is the owner of the land. So since he owns the land, he can throw you out. And since he can throw you out, so the Mela, his dinim apply, because the halacha is, we'll see later on that that's what the Achronim on the Farish is, that the halacha is, if you come to my house and you want to be my guest, and if I tell you, you can't come to my house without shirt, right? I don't like that shirt. It disturbs me. I want you to come with a white shirt and a green tie. So that's the din of my house. And the din of my house applies. So the same thing the Malach can tell you in his Malkus, since he owns the place, that my dinim apply. You want to leave here? Leave according to this din. But I see Klor, the most Achroinim, if not all the late Achroinim, say that it's left after by a Malach. Any form of government will be...
In this country, by the way... Yes. It's been held unconstitutional
to say that they don't like that shirt.
It's been held unconstitutional to impose a sanction of banishment from a citizen can't be banished from the land.
Uh-huh.
Can't be kicked out of the country.
Can't be megarish.
That's as long as you're a citizen.
As long as you're a citizen.
Can they take away your citizen?
Yeah,
can they take it away?
You got it by fraud.
Uh-huh. But what if you were born here?
No, if you're born here, they can't take it away. They can't banish you. They can't do nothing.
He's put you in jail.
Uh-huh.
But if they're not jail you for offenses, but they can't kick you out.
All right, we'll have to take that into account. It's unconstitutional to say Dina de Mochusa.
Can't be banished.
It's not constitutional to say Dina de Mochusa.
The Melech doesn't have the power to banish you.
Right. The government doesn't have the power to throw you out.
If you're a citizen.
Okay.
And you can get it by force.
Right, so if you say that strictly speaking, so who's the Rishon that said that? Huh? Rabbi Yonah and the run in the Torah too. It said that the reason that the Dina Mechusa works is because it can be Megarish, because he owns the land. Mashiach can inherit Israel. Since there's no such thing, there will be no Dina de Mechusa. But I see more stuff running that mind that even in Eretz Israel.
There are acts where you lose your citizenship. The question is the Megarish, where you lose your citizen rights. Whether Girish now is no physical Girish or even in terms of your rights. I mean, if you.
We'll have to see. Let's. I mean, these are all. I mean, the shaila is, what does it mean, girush? It means girush. If you are a murderer, it could kill you. So that's worse than girush. That's also girush, right? It's also girush. Yeah. So that. So he has that power. No, but I think what girush means at will. I don't think it means. You know, when the Rishonim say girush, I give him a garish if he wants to. Means he wants because he wants to. It doesn't have to give you a reason why. You know, I don't think that you don't
then
have.
Then
it doesn't apply in democracy. Yeah, so but I see from the later Achronia that they don't even take that into account. That it's not Dina Mechusa because it can't be Megar Shul.
It's Hormonal. Everything's Hormonal?
Everything is if it has to do with the government. And then we'll see. I'll bring the Tshuva in that it's a Tshuva that he said Klor that by democracy it could be Dina Mechusa even more. Done by a Melech.
Because they're Mekabel, everybody's Mekabel.
Because you're Mekabel, since it's a democracy, you are being Mekabel, that the majority vote. It's more of a kibbutz of
collective agreement.
It's like an agreement. Right. So again, so to Chazar Ovid, Dina Mechusa works, whichever Pirushin or Rishonim you'll take, it works because it's like a Tanai. You can make a Tanai, any Tanai you want. Two people, when it comes to Dina Mominus, they can make a Tanai that they're making a Kenyan, not according to the Kenyan in a Torah. But we're going to coin that according to a different Kenyan. So since such noim are valid, so it's Keilu, everybody who lives in this country, made at night that we're going to abide by the laws and regulations of this country. And we made that's why it works. But then we have a Machlokes Rishonim, whether that's true or not. But a lot of Rishonim hold that that's not so. It only works the Gabe, the Melech. And then the Rishonim that hold that it works men, other than the Chaveiro, also. Yeah. Okay. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch, just the Mechaber itself, to see how a sikum. So in Shin Samech Tes, Shin Samech Tes. So the halachas of Shin Samech Tes is that you can't buy from a gazlan, and what's called a gazlan, what could you buy, what can't you buy. So in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch, it goes into Dina Machutu. Yeah. Okay. So Yeah. So this is also, you know, a lot of buy from a ganef, and a lot of buy from a gazlan, because if you do, you're encouraging him to be a gazlan, you're encouraging him to be a ganef, and so on. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes a little bit into what happens with the taxes. You know, the government take away your land because you didn't pay taxes. Is that gezel? Is not gezel? Shulchan Aruch says that's not gezel because they're entitled to do that. And then we'll go to Siv Zayin. We have to bring the katzer a little bit. Yeah, Siv Zayin. It's designed, it's like a little bit of a chazor of all the other seifim before, so we take a shortcut. Chayin melech shesom ma'asal b'nei ho'ir. You have a melech that made a tax, or a kol ish ve'ish, or on every individual person. Dover kotzuf, an exact amount. Mishona l'shona, yearly tax, or a kol sode ve'sode, dover kotzuf, or on each field, this a tax. He makes a gezeira. The Rebbe is over on a certain thing, so they take away all his nechosim and they belong to the Beis HaMelech. In other words, they confiscate all these nechosim. Or kol mi sheyimtza besode b'shas ha'goyin hu yitin lamas. Whoever is doing the sharecropper, whoever is in the sode, so he is the one that has to pay the tax. Hamashi oleo b'sheho yuhu b'alasode m'sheinu b'alasode. Whether the way they tax the people is by saying we're not taxing the owner, we're taxing whoever is working the field. Kol kayoyte b'dvarim eilu, or any similar to that. Eino kesel, that's not kol kesel. V'Yisroel, shegova oisom lemelech, and if you have a Jew that he's the tax collector, and he collects it for the melech, eino b'cheskas gazlan, he's not a gazlan. Very kosher. And he's kosher eidus. V'hu shelo yoyse v'lo yeshane v'lo yikach le'atzmoy klum. But that's as long as he's not meshaneh from what the chok is of the melech, and he doesn't take anything for himself. And as long as he doesn't do all these things, so he's not a gazlan, because it's legitimate for the government to charge taxes, and a Jew could be a tax collector. There's no problem with that. As long as the tax is a pi chok hamelucha.
So yes. The government says $100 a person and the tax collector gets $5. The government says
and that's fine. But I'm talking about the tax collector illegally changes the tax to his advantage. And in such a case, he's a gazlan. Okay. So far, this lechayer is a pi all the rishonim. All the rishonim hold that certainly a machus is entitled to do that. The chayin melech shekos alechot me'avodov. He got angry. One of his avodim. The shamoshov imdei abedina from the people. Velokach sodei or chatzeros. And he takes his field. Eino gezel. That's also a malach is allowed to do that. Malach is allowed to establish laws. You know, for the cover of the melech, and if he's angry at somebody, he could go ahead and confiscate his field. And no gezel, it's not gezel. Umuta lihonus bon, he can have an off from that. The haloicha me'amelech, harehu shaloi. And if you buy from the melech, it's his. Ve'en habali motzin oisem yoda. And the bailin can't go ahead and take to Bezdin and say, well, it was originally my field, and the melech took it. Because that gets in, the melech is entitled to do that. That's all muta.
This is
Mutal Hanukkah.
That's not the Melech.
Anybody else? Yeah. I mean, the Melech in our case, in the case of Shulchan Aruch, I think the Melech is looking in Shulchan Aruch to see. The people that are looking in Shulchan Aruch could be Nanit. Right?
Right?
Right. Now, the Melech, Shelokach, Sode, Ochotze, Shelechot, Mibnei Abedina, Sheloi Bedinim, Shechokah. Melech decided, without any dinim that were in the din of the Malchus, he just decided to make a new din. I'm taking this guy's field. And he's a gazlan, so he's a gazlan. And if somebody takes it from the Melech and buys it, so the Bani can take it to Bezin and get it back. Klolo shel davar, kol din sheyachko koso ha-melech, lakol, everybody, any din that the Melech makes, any law that he makes, that applies equally to everybody, and it's not for one individual person, ain't no gezel. Then that's not gezel. And if it takes from that person only, not according to the law of the Malchus, that's known to everybody, and now he all of a sudden makes up a new law that's not mefurzen by all the people that live in the Medina. All he did was he was Hamson, he stole from this guy, so then that's Gezel, and if you buy it, you're a Gazlan, and the Megal, the Biden can go ahead and take it away. So here it's on a general rule of law. That if the Melech makes a law, then that's the law. As long as the law is equal to everybody, there's it's not a discriminatory law.
It's interesting, the first example in the beginning talks about it's just cost, he's colors on someone.
That's the law.
But where did he say it says that? Where does he say it's implied that there's a law, but where does it say? At all.
Well, that's the case. The case is, well, that's the law.
Oh, okay.
The law is somebody
when
does
he gets
that.
Angry.
If he's entitled to get angry.
Because it sounds pretty subjective here.
It's subjective here, right.
In the second case, the king make him give it back or make him pay for it. Again, like the avodari.
Which case?
The second case, where he took it out, he says the king stole it.
Well, it depends what the use. The avodari is because it's huge. He's talking about the avodari in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says that they've increased, you know, they find a little bit with Yish. But here the Torah talks that it was Yish. If there would be Yish, then he doesn't give. That's a kind of a shav. He just gives back the money.
And if they read Shulchan Aruch and they see that the king had no reason for doing it, then he's not the
Yish. Right. So he's not the Yish. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted this.
King can't make a new law.
No, whatever the king does is right? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, we skipped one Mechaber. We'll go back to the Mechaber just for a second. Sif Rav. Yeah?
Sif Rav, which part?
The whole thing? Yeah, let's do the whole thing. That's an important...
Okay.
See, I wrote first Sif Rav, then when Zayin Ches, Tes, and Yud Aleph, and we skipped both. Anyway, I met the Varim Amurim, Shamuchas Gelistim. They talk until now where the tax collectors are, the Ganovim, and they're listing. So when is that? Is Ma Shamuchas Akum, when the Muchas is over by the Zorah. Or it's a mukhas that he himself decided he's going to charge his tax, you know, the guy in charge of the province. Or the melech decides on a tax, but there is no specific amount. You know, he changes the amount every year. So all that's enable. But it is a certain amount. Yeah? It's an interesting Ramah. And even it says that he didn't have to pay more than Goyim. Yeah? He come upon the Dava Kotu the Kolish. It's still that everybody has a certain amount, and that's Zidon the Malchusa. Alright, we'll talk about this some other time. The Hemid Muchas Yisrael Ligvoisa, and he makes the tax collector who's a Yid to collect it, Lemelech, Menoyle Shonon Zen Neman, and everybody knows he's an honest person, this collector, Veino Moisif Klum, and he doesn't add anything, Al Mashe Goza Amelech, Eino Becheskas Gaslo, Mishun the Dino the Malchusa Din. So it's not a castle, it's not a machusa dinah. Then he says, this is what I want to be, that's important. Whoever hides and doesn't pay his meches, whether he's stealing from a goy or he's stealing from a yid. So is it dinah machusa makes it that you actually over a person is over and think so. So lechayra, if you are cheating on the taxes and the legal taxes, so then you over and think so. You are gazman. I mean, it's a duo. You know, Rabbi Yanko Kamenetsky, the story of Rabbi Yanko Kamenetsky. You know, I heard this from Rabbi Yomim Kamenetsky.
With the kois.
With the kois, yeah. So I didn't know. Rabbi Yomim Kamenetsky said it over. I mean, I heard it from him. You know the story. He was giving shia. Yeah, he had a shia. You know, shia kavua, Rambam, I think. And they got together and they bought him a kois. You know, for a present, yeah, of course, the toy, they bought him a kois. Next day, he told over Binyamin Kamenetsky to go to the silver store and find out how much a kois cost. So Binyamin Kamenetsky says, "Well, it's a pellet. How can you really want to know exactly how much they paid? I mean, it doesn't seem like a nice thing to do." He says, "No, I'm not interested. I don't care what they, but I have to know for the taxes. Because I have to pay taxes on the kois."
He got it for...
Because even so, it's about the law, you don't have to give taxes on gifts. He says, yeah, that's if you don't make a living by gifts. So if you're a rov, the most of your living is by people giving you gifts. So then such a thing is taxable. So he wants to know how much it's worth, so he can go ahead and put in and pay his taxes. You know, that was Rav Yanko. He said, Dina the Malchus, so you don't want to be a god.
The Irish must get a kick
out of
him when they see them putting down all these things, but you know...
The Irish?
The IRS.
He's in Montreal.
He was in Canada. In Toronto. He was in Toronto. You know, so that's you know, so, right? Anyhow, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, kosher, the way he says it, he's right. But the interesting thing that it says in Shulchan Aruch, what's Nogeyas, says, Ben Shehoyo Melech Yisrael, Ben Shehoyo Melech Akum. Now, what's a Melech Yisrael? Elechoyer means a Melech Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the Chol, I don't think it means a Melech Yisrael.
Who was the Jewish Prime Minister? Was it Trudeau?
No, it was Israeli.
No, I'm talking about the Canada.
Well, what's this? We're not talking about a Melech, not a Prime Minister. Right? He's saying Melech Yisrael. I don't think it means, you know, the Malchus in a democracy, it doesn't go by the Melech.
Right. Right?
It's
by the law.
But whatever the law may be, I mean, there's no melech here. You can't say that
the highest authority is the law.
But when you have a melech Yisrael, So the Chayyim Melech Yisrael, I don't think.
Melech Yisrael is one of the Malachim, no?
Yeah, okay, but where?
Where?
Oh, in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Right, so the Chayyim, that's not like the Rishonim that hold the Din of the Malchus in Eretz Yisrael.
Ah.
Right, because, right, if you remember, right, the Loshon there, Loshon there in the...
There was a shoot of Eretz Yisrael.
Because everybody's a shoot of Eretz Yisrael, the Melech doesn't own the land. So the Melech Din of Malchus doesn't apply. Yeah? Right?
Right.
They're running in the Dorim. Shalom in Mitzah. The Kotzul of Toysvus, the Dafke Memelke of Kochovit. Oma the Dinam Chusadino in Neshaoret Shaloi. The Yocholom Elohim in Chutasu Mitzloita Igar Sheskum in Oretz. The Memelke Yisroel Loi. So I don't know if Shulchan Aruch is not like this.
Depends on whether you recognize the Medina or not.
Well, I'm not talking about Zman Hazeh.
Zman Hazeh, if they don't recognize the Medina, then it doesn't apply.
Well, if you don't recognize the Medina anyway, but the fact is, can you not recognize the Medina? That's the shaila.
Then you have to worry about that.
But here it says, whether the Melech, anyhow, I just thought Horus. So that's this, whether it's a Melech Yisrael or a Melech Hakum. Yeah, this, I saw in one of the journals, Tradition? Is there such a journal? Tradition?
Yeah, yeah, Tradition.
RCA. So he has the whole Arichus, so there's no Din of the Malchus in Eretz Yisrael. He calls it a diaspora, concept of the diaspora. But the Chora from this Mechava, it's not much more like that. Okay. Just that's the horror that I wanted to say. Okay, now Ches is, so we're in the middle of Ches. Now let's see the Ramah. Hago. ואם חוקק לבעל אומנוס אחד כגון שחוקק למעלה בריבס איזה דובר it said also that a certain אומנוס that's your profession so the mother ribis I imagine that that this has to do with the fact that in the middle ages that's what they didn't do for a living
right.
They were mother ribis they couldn't do anything else איזה דובר and he taxes only that since it's not for all professions. And there's also that say more than that. That you don't say dinah demachusadina except for taxes that have to do with real estate. Taxes have to do anything with other real estate. You don't say dinah demachusa. Because the Melech is God said you can't live there unless you pay taxes in the carcass. But other cases you don't say Dina de Machus. You say Dina de Machus on all things. Therefore, if you lend money by giving a mashkin, and as you receive a mashkin for somebody, to give him money, Yochol leMachroi Achashana, he could sell it after a year. Bechoyu vechen dinu leMachus. Since that's the din of the Malchus that you're allowed to sell the Mashkan after a year. The din of the Torah, yeah, the din Chashemishpar is that you could sell the Mashkan only after you were Tovei the Choyf, and then you give him Lamed Yoin. Now, if you borrow money, somebody gives me a watch, and I lend him money, so I have to be Tovei him first. So it's a Machloek is Han Tovei him. That we Tovei him in Bezdin. That to be a Tavea him with Neyedim or Stam Tavea without any of these things. And even Paschim, it's just Stampi Tavea. Once you Tavea, pay me the loan, and you warn him, if you don't pay me the loan, I'll sell the Mashkin, then you got 30 days to sell the Mashkin. But the Dino, the Malchus, at least at the time of the Ramah, was not so. You've got a year. And after a year, you could go ahead and sell the Mashkin with a Tavea. You weren't Tavea. Right. It worked in either direction. In either direction, you could go ahead and sell the mashkin after a year. So says the Ramah, therefore you're allowed to sell the mashkin after a year. Hoyu v'chein dina de machus. Chein hu ikar v'moshin izbar le'el sin hanshin nofav siv zayin. So it's talking about the same din about the mashkin. There's a shtickle sma here that he says it's a little bit schwer. The Ramah is soicing himself because there he's talking about a mashkin only from a Jew and over he's talking from a Goy, but the other Achroinim say that they don't see the kasher from the sma. But Pasha the Neman, that it's all about 2 years. One year get the other year a mashkin, so Alpidin Choshim Mishpat. Right? Now Reuben gave Shimon a mashkin, so Shimon can't sell that mashkin until after his Tavea. And then he's got to give him 30 days. But since the Din of the Malchus is he's got to wait a year, so it works both ways. He can't be Tavea him within the year and sell the mashkin, right? So that's to the advantage of Reuven, and it's also to the advantage of Shimon that he can't, that after a year he doesn't have to be tovei him at all. After a year he can go ahead and sell the mashka. So the Rambam says klar that dina de machus applies in such a case, whereas the mechaber doesn't agree with that, because the mechaber doesn't bring any of such sort. He's only talking about mass. Dina de machus is only taxes.
So according
nothing
to,
else.
According to Rama, in every security transaction, UCC applies.
Well, I don't know. So that's what we'll have to find out. But so far, that's what the Rama seems to say. Yeah? Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
So far we have it. Again, you know, there's like a Marimoid cotton that says that the halachos of Chalamoid are akoro, he's saying. It's like an akoro. So Rashi explains what he means by an akoro. Somebody marries an akoro, so what do they have from the akoro? They have the akoro. But they don't have any papers from their akara. So Hilchos Chalamoid is the same thing. If you know one halacha, it's akara. That all you have is that halacha. You can't learn any other halacha from that halacha, because the distinctions are so dark as big that the only way you're going to know the next halacha is if it says so. If it doesn't say so, you don't know the next halacha. And I, believe me, that I think by Dinei Malchus is even worse than that. You know, as I start looking in the tshuvas, you'll see that the chilukim are. But we have to keep in mind what we see. So we see in this Rama that he clearly says that when it comes to this din, now what is this din against the Torah? Let's think about it a little bit.
This last one you just said about the.
Yeah, this last one with the mashk. Right now, let's say I would make a tnai. I lend you money, and you give me your watch. And I make a tnai. You know what the tnai is? After a year, if you don't pay me back, I'm selling the thing. I'm not even going to warn you.
And you mask.
Is that something that is against the Torah if you mask him to that?
Which is no. Why should I have the credit from collecting or selling it earlier?
Yeah, but the question is,
you can make any tnai you want.
Oh, so you can make any tnai you want. So you can say that this here is not really against the Torah because you can make any tnai you want. That's what it's a pre-agreement. The Torah will be masking. You make such a pre-agreement, which is what the Rama says, which is what those Rishonim say. They shown in that hole that he applies in but not on the Chaveir, it's because it's a tnai. And this is the tnai that they made. So they made such a tnai. Yeah? If you want to just for curiosity's sake, take a look in Simon. I think everybody has it here. I think it's a Reish. Reish Lamed Tes. Reish Nun Tes. Yes. Simon Reish Nun Tes. So if we remember back from Cheder, or whoever learned Eilu Metzius, so there's all kinds of halachas there. When can you return a Metzius? When do you mechuyav to return a Metzius? And when are you not allowed to? When don't you have to? It says, Hamatzel mehoari vehadoi, Siv Zayin, Reshnun Tes Siv Zayin. Hamatzel mehoari vehadoi. You save the thing from a lion or from a bear. Mezuta shel yam, or the water took it away, shel yusa shel nahor. Yeah, I'll take Gemara's in Bamitzir. Hare'elu shaloi. So the halacha is there, and the Gemara klar that the long story, that I have to give it back. Yeah? Afilu ha'ba'al lo'en mevetoveach. And Rashi says, the Baal is screaming, I'm not me'yayish. It doesn't matter. It's an automatic yish. Yeah? Okay.
Yish per se.
Yeah. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, ve'af agate be'medina. En chayovim le'achzir be'aveda shaloi. Even though that in that medina, you know the chuyah to give back. But also elu, in gozer amelech or bezdin, chayev lehachzir mikoyach dina demachus. But if a melech or a bezdin is gozer, that you have to give back even avedas, even achayush, then you mechuyah to give it back because dina demachus adin. So what's the case here? So we have a case, and more than that, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch it says it very clear. You find an Aveda with a Troy Vakum. So what's the din? You don't have to give it back. Even if you don't belong to the Jew, even if it has a semen. Because it's automatic, that's Yush. Right? Troy Vakum is Yush. Most of the people are going, so okay, you don't have to give it back. Okay. What happens if the Dina Machus Adina is that you do have to give it back? You have to give back this Aveda. So what's the din? Ramos says the same thing. You have to give it back. So Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very clear. It's what he says, Poshit. That any of these cases, he has a whole siman on Hilchos Aveda, and he says, any of these cases that we said that you don't have to give it back, that's provided that the Dinah Machusa is not against it. But if the Dinah Machusa says that you have to give it back, then that you have to give it back.
So So you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of dina makus edina, or will you also be mekayim dina hashavas edina?
Oh, so that's a good point. So now, over here also, we have to, you know, so you would think, and at first thought, hey, this is telling me that this tanta belongs to Reuven, he found it, Apidin it's his, Shimon wants it back, Apidin is looking for Shemishpat, now I have to give it back. However, look in the law books, and the law books say you do have to give it back. That's the din of the Malchus. So you got to give it back to him. Why isn't that against the Torah? If the halacha is, and we learn from Sukkim, that Reuven is the owner, so how can you go ahead and make Reuven give it back to Shimon?
It's in the Malchus. Against the Torah.
I'm going
to say, don't be
Meshavedi.
This thing is when you have to live, when you don't.
Yeah, but no, but Apidin, Reuven owns it. And you take it, Reuven. Apidin, he owns it, right? Apidin Torah. He owns it. Now, Shimon is saying, no, you give it back to me because Dina Machus applies. So it's not that it says in Shulchan Aruch, Shimon takes you to court. You know what I mean? You'll have to give it back. Then you'll have to give it back anyhow because the court is going to force you. But on a case of Shimon, he's not taking you to court. Shimon is going to Besdin, right? He's going to the Beis Yosef Besdin, and he said, I want my Aveda back because that's the law, and I want Dina Machusa to apply. So the Besdin will tell Reuven, yeah, give it back. I mean, that's what says Shulchan Aruch, Dina Machusa is so. So why is it not a careful Choshen Mishpat? So I'll tell you why there are Achronim that say, and this is all things that we have to think about when we come to Dina Machusa. So there's the Samar Achronim want to tie in it. You know why it's not a care? Because with name is Shurus Adin, you should give it back anyway.
Oh, that's Shurus Adin. Super rerogation.
If you know who it is, so his name is Shurus Adin, you'll give it back to the Mela, that's not, it's not secured from Din. So we, you know, we'll have to find a Klor Shulchan Aruch where you can go ahead. Now, so far we haven't found it. Because in this case here, his name is Shurus Adin, it could go back anyhow. In this case here, you make such a tonight, that's Din Toyer. Right? There's no problem with such a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The more obvious is Din Gazama O-based Din.
I don't know what he means, which kind of Bezdin he means. Could be he means, I don't know, we'll have to see. Okay, now we'll go to Uralis. And the next one is this one with the Melech confiscated land, so you can buy the land, and so on. Let's go to Uralis. Chin Melech Shegozar, Shekomi Sheitin Masa Kotuf, Ahu Ish, Yishtabed Vazeh, Sheloi Notan, if you pay the mat, for a person, so become a shuba to him. A boy throw and not on a mass. She al throw there he only. Are the oivet, but he has to work for him. Yoise midai she din a melech din. Aval ein oivet but kevet. So he has to work for him more than normally. But evet you can't be an evet. That's the case from the halach. An evet you can't become. Yeah, but you'll have to work to pay back this thing because that's the din of machus. What's important here now is the Ramah. So remember the Ramah said. The din of Chachus Adina, his lashon was seemed to be pretty clear, applies a kol davar. Yeah? Yeshua ve'esh cholkin, usvir alehu, gambrinan, bechol davar din of Chachus Adina. Yeah? So now here's another Ramon. I go. Yisrael shal yachayev le'akum. Yisrael on the go'on, the go'on, the go'on something. So Akum, mochar ashtar le'yisrael, and the Akum went ahead and he sold the star to another Yid. Even though you can't go to a goyish court, yeah, he says. Even though it came from koyach akum, mikomakom, dani yisrael yivsekol yisrael ze mashiach yohakum arbiach lifnei dani hoakum. So even though zich we see clear in this Ramah that even though it applies to everything, there's no hetter to go to a court. You have to go to bed. But when you go to Besdin, so Besdin will have to take into account what would the court of law have done. Since this is something that came from an Akum, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's the Goy, originally the Yid owed the Goy money, so therefore Dina de Machusa would apply. However, Yisrael said, Bami Koycho Arehu Kemoyu, the Choma Shoyo Yochol is Lisko is Livne Daniak, Shehu Dina de Machusa. Whatever Dina de Machusa would be, in the Goyish court, if the court will give him more than Choshen Mishpat would allow him, so the Yid will have to pay more to the other Yid, but not in court. Besdin will have to enforce it that way. Alright, so here also, it's nothing here if it came from the Torah. I mean, you're saying you bought a certain Choy that the Jew had to the Goy, so that's what you bought. You bought whatever the Jew owed to the Goy, as if the goy was collecting it. And this goy wouldn't go to bed, instead the goy would go to court, which is mutter for the goy to do, and the Jew would be forced into that, so he would have to pay. Okay. Then it says like this. Hanoise isha b'makom shedonim b'dine akum. Somebody marries a woman in places where there's dine akum. Umeisa ishto. His wife dies. Lo yuchal avi ishto oshar yorsheho. So the other yorshim of the isha could not come. Loima kol hanoise isha al da'at aminaku noise. Menidon hadova b'dine akum. So you can't say that it's at night. Whoever marries a woman in that makom, so he's marrying her that night. That if she dies, the Baal yashins her. The lake of Azem ishun din in the machus. So on this, there's no din machus. So the din normally is who yashins a woman?
Baal.
So now her brother is coming, but wait a second. When they got married in this country. Mm-hmm. And in this country, the Baal doesn't yashin the isha. The children yashin the isha. I don't know if that's so in America, but whatever. In the but if in the country, but if in that country that was the din, that was the law, so you can't sign to that, because on such a thing we don't say din of the machus. My question is, why not? Because he says gadas Moshe v'Yisrael. That means like Abi Yerusha too. I don't think that.
No, I mean,
maybe, but I don't think that.
Actually, the Baal can't be written out in this sense.
What?
There's a
will. No, but let's say that. But we're not talking law now. Let's say that was the law.
Yeah.
So the law is. Huh?
It is a law because
okay, so let's say that's the law in America. So the husband gets something and the other. But the law in the Chashim Mishpah is they get nothing.
Right?
The husband gets everything. Yeah? That's the halacha.
Right.
So, why doesn't the Machus apply here? Why is it different here than in the case of Metziah? So we'll say Pashuk, in the case of Metziah, Nehme Shur Sadin, you should give it back anyhow. Right here, there's no Nehme Shur Sadin that the Baal is Mechuyev to go ahead and give her Yoshim anything. Right? But why is it different in the case of the Mashkin?
Because Mashkin is only a delay.
Huh?
Mashkin is a delay. He would have gotten in 1 month. Now he has to wait a little
bit. Oh, okay. Because in the Mashkin, he really is. I mean, the Mashkin is not taking anything away from anybody. Right? It says that he would have had to wait a month with the being prevailed. And so then the mayor tonight, they're not going to have to wait a month. But here, your mom is taking away something. It's totally Shaloh al-Pigdin. It's totally against Choshem Mishpat. So the Ramah says, Klor, that Din of Machusa does not apply. You see why it gets very complicated Din of Machusa? Oh, Hilchot Vezer's name is Shur Sadin. Because his name is Shur Sadin, he should give it back anyhow. So it's not that much against the Choshem Mishpat. Even though there is a choice to me, Dumani, as well as Rav Naftali.
So then if Dina
Machus well, is, but it seems that thing that from I remember from the days when we used to, you know, in the yeshiva days, that there is a choice that says that if I'll feed Din, you don't have to give it back. And based in his moitzit from him, that's Gizeh.
I mean, you have to Shvius in terms of certain times in terms of which number shows
it
in.
It's
about repaying anyway.
Yeah, but that you could do. But right. The question is, can Bezdin force you to pay something that you don't really have to, even though if number shows it in, you should. Why isn't that the same? But anyhow, so we see this is a very important remote. So you see, like after that, Zikr doesn't apply. Yeah?
Well, so it wouldn't apply if Dino Dino said you don't have to give it back?
What?
What if it was the opposite case? The law of the land says you don't have to give back the invader, but the Torah says you do.
If the law of the land would say, I don't know, good question. What if the law of the land says you don't have to give it back, but the Torah says you do have to give it back? Then I would say the feed is Ramah. It would apply.
Or in holding the collateral, the law of the
would apply.
Less than the
collateral. No, yeah.
Well, that we did say. That if that works both ways.
It works both ways, yeah.
But there you give it back anyhow. So that's the difference. There's no.
So aren't you almost saying, you're not quite saying it, but you're almost saying it, if the result is the same, then we'll follow Dino Dino Malthuso. And then what are you following if it's going to come out the same anyway?
No, it's not going to come out the same because this guy really wants his mashkin back.
Yeah.
So he gives a reason here.
Yeah, what's the reason? No, that's what we're going to go back to, yeah. Huh?
In other words, if the end result is the same, fine. It's not, So then what do you need Dino Din Mahusun in any event for?
Huh?
If he doesn't
want to
give it.
But if he doesn't
want to
give it.
I want to stand on the Din. I
want
to do Mufi
Mishwad.
You don't
want to do it.
I want the money.
You have to. Now, you certainly need the Din Mahusun got the tax over. He says, I don't want to pay taxes. So Alokhis, he has to pay taxes. Right? That's Din of the Mahusun. Okay. The Amrinan, Din of the Mahusun, Ela Bedava Sheesh Bo Hanoasam Lemelech. You only say Din of Mahusun for something that's Hanoah to the Melech? Before he said, you say it all the time. Oh, Shehu, let the Konas Bnei Amedina. But his voice is something here. Or if it's a Takona for the Bnei Amedina. What does that mean? We'll see. Avaloi sheyadunu b'dinei akum, but not that we're going to go ahead and pass on everything according to the dinim of the goyim. Then came what we call dinei Israel, because if that's so, then all dinei Israel are
eliminated.
Huh? So the Yosef has a whole arichus on this. Yeah. If take a look in the Sma, Sif Chof Aleph. The Lamrin and dinim akus kadina b'zava sheyesh ba hanos amelech. I am the doctor, Moshe.
Here is a name.
That's smart. On the left side.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's you say short. Oh, okay. Say for me, here is a name, smart. Yeah?
Got it.
Chof Aleph. The Amrin and Din Machusa of the Dava Shesh Bahano Le Melech. I am the doctor, Moshe. Shehevi Loshen or Rashba, Tzad Beloshen Acher, a little bit different. The Dak Moshe is the same Ramal. The Ramal wrote the Dak Moshe in the two. The Lamrina Dinah Malchus the Dina, Elo Meshehu Medina Melucha. Aval Dinim Shedonim Be'akois, Ein Eilu Mimishpat HaMelucha, that's not the Mishpat of the Melucha, Elo HaKois Donim Be'atzman, that's the HaKois making up their own laws. Moshe Motsu Be'sifre Dayeneim, like they found in their law books. Shemiyato Oimer Kane, Botato Chasu Shalom Dine Yisrael. That kind of showing. Because if you don't say this, then you mevatel all Dine Yisrael. We had this. We had this 2 weeks ago. Yes? Behoit Heveli Freze, Das Ma'arik Ve'amortche, Bekosu Shikulan Shalom Beze Ainsha. Menira, the Rotel Oimer, the Philim Gotra Melech Behedia, Lelech Basadine Arkois, and even if the Melech says that you have to go according to the law of the court, then al dani Yisrael lekayim ze mikoyach ze de oleinu lekayim min adin dina de machusa. You don't have to be mekayim this because we have to be mekayim dina de machusa. De al kozel omru that they didn't say dina de machusa. El al divrei mechuki hamelucha. They only said dina de machusa those things that have to do with the chukim of the melech and not their koiz. Ulefiz ze tzorech loima. The gamma shekosa moran lifnei ze besiv ches. So we have to say that which the Ramah said and siv ches, the dinim alchus applies on everything. The yesh cholkim usfirulei they call davar amrin and dinim alchus adinim. Ushekein hu ikar gamkin kavanos le mashekosa v'rashba now. Umashekosa be called davar and this that he writes be called davar. What do you do with that? That's a loyma. Avsheinu mimatzim v'anunios. Even though it's not taxes. והוראה, דגם בדקי מושה כוס התחילו שלדס עמוק בשם הטויס וזמרינה בכל דוב הדינו דמלכוס הדינו וכוס את מיית עולי ועוד הכוס את מעריק דאפילו לא יסנדי עוסיינו דווקא לעניין הנהוגוס של משפטי המלוכים אין שם בדוק. Very unclear smart. But the smart is saying that there's no theory. What he said before the dover, that also means the whole dover with Nogea to the Melech. How is the Mashkan Nogea to the Melech? Well, it's different to the Melech if the Mashkin is after a year or if you have to be Taveya the Mashkin, if you don't have to be the Mashkin. That's why I want to learn this Igros Moshe.
Okay,
this is just
intro.
Okay, you have that Igros Moshe, you have it here. Pass around the Igros Moshe. It doesn't say what the Igros Moshe is, but it's in Chele, Choshe Mishpat, based in Samech base. Yeah? Yeah. So, Pshitas Regel is in Hebrew bankruptcy. So you have a Chevra, it's a corporation that went bankrupt. And one of them went ahead and before and chapter Ryan and he took his what the corporation owed him, which is against the law, against the Din of the Malchus. By the way, I mean, you're all lawyers, so if you find that that's not the dinah machus, but that doesn't matter. The point is that that's the dinah machus is not allowed to do this.
You probably took it within 90 days.
Huh?
You probably took it within 90 days.
So whatever it took. I will see. Okay. All right, let's see. Hine. The etzem dinah machus, in the etzem dinah of dinah machus, hopliger abaseinu arishoinim. The big machlok is in the rishoinim. The huva gambe ramah. We say it always. Which is what we did till now. So he says that's my, it's very dochuk. Well, the mashma came with Dake Moshe. And if you look at Dake Moshe, it's certainly not mashma like the sma says. Upele sheasma adirav mochiach in Dake Moshe v'tzorichiyun. And it's a pele that the sma fakir wants to bring a right from the Dake Moshe to what it says v'tzorichiyun. So Moshe has not hold of this sma. Avol nira devadai avle hasoivrin the dinah demalchusa bechol dova. The dinah malchusa applies to everything. Haino mashenikva medinah demalchusa. Bedine kinyonim, betashume havois. It's only as far as kinyonim or paying back loans. Mehanechosim shehu chisaron lehamalchus why? Shehu chisaron lehamalchus sheyeh chalukei dinim ben inchi leinchi. Because it's a chisaron for the malchus that there should be two different laws applying to two different people. Now, I'm lending a goy money so that there should be a different law to the Jew and a different law to the goy. That's a chisaron for the malchus. Shemizei eshalov le dekina v'sachrus. That comes out to tremendous kina, tremendous half keirus. The whole land will be umiribas and fights. V'avshelo shayach ze lechoyer al medina shofte hamelech v'ha medina. Even though that's only shayach as far as the judges in the medina. Mikol makom ula yochush hamelech gam laze shelo yiyu shofte macherim donim be'oifen echor achim. So maybe the melech also, he doesn't want that the different judges should judge people differently. Now, as Bezin will say, this is the law, and the Havdil Le'akoyz will say a different law. Shigam kenesha yovo le'arel dina malchus. That also could be noigea the malchus. Alvin yoni shelo shayach ze, but things with that's not shayach at all. Kenon me'irushas abatim aben, whether a daughter yashins or a son yashins, shein ze'irushas.